This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Hi, Kristen.
We've learned a lot.
We have. Hi. Kristen Glazier, it's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, home of the Anita M. Turner Center, home of the AIM Clinic.
You've got it.
And the AIM Clinic is, we'll be talking about it for a while because it's brand new. And we are now, by my count, is it September 23rd?
23rd, Monday.
We're 11 days from your big ribbon cutting and grand opening for
the
AIM Clinic.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm so excited. It's finally, it feels like we've been working on it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But really, things moved pretty quickly. And
February, March?
April.
Wow.
April.
Then it was quick.
So here we go. Yeah. We've been seeing patients now for most of August. Just, you know, not every minute, but we're trying to see, what the community needs. We're starting slow so we can work the bugs out. Just like anything else, when you start something up, you need to see what bugs you have and how to make things run smoothly. So that's what we're doing. But boy, September 23rd, 4 o'clock.
Will there be light refreshments?
There will be light refreshments.
Will there be a reason for me to be there, light refreshments?
There's many reasons for you to be there.
Good.
1319 East Main Street.
Yes.
The sign is in process. We
holes. You have footers, right?
I don't know what those are, but they're cemented in.
Mm-hmm.
We verified the exact color. I never realized what a job that is.
Well,
there's 100 colors.
Oh, sure there are. And you got all those Pantone charts and stuff, right? Because what you have in like computer colors,
yes,
vectors, do not necessarily coordinate to what we used to call the old Pantone colors, which is the what you get with paint and that kind of coloring.
I've learned that.
Yeah. What photons do on a screen does not necessarily translate to the real world.
It was interesting, but we're all finished with that. We're ready to roll. The word is getting out.
Oh, it is. Yeah. So before this whole thing, before April, I know that this wasn't, you didn't wake up one morning and say, you know what we need? We need a clinic.
No.
This has been the result of years of development and watching the need grow and then watching what your nurse practitioners were doing and how they were doing it, right?
Right. There's always been this discussion in the, you know, the back of the Fairhope offices that said, one day we want to have a clinic. And we talked, let's put it, at the Pickering House. We have some extra places. Let's do that.
And so what was the thinking there? Because you do have several acres and, you know, the campus could sustain another building, but is it too out of the way or is it just you, that's more of a special place for hospice or,
I'm not sure. I think, yes, it's a special place for hospice, but that's where the nurse practitioners were housed out of. So it made sense. And then we started to think, I feel like we just need to kind of wait and see. We'll know when we're ready. The time will be right. And last year, we just talked and thought about it and we thought, you know what, let's start looking because the patients that we were seeing and the amount of referrals and patients that we were seeing every day was growing and there was no end in sight for that.
Right.
The hospital, the nurse practitioners at the hospital and the need from the hospital was so great that before the end of last year, we just said, you know what, let's just put some feelers out, see what we can find. We knew that we needed to have a place that was going to be close enough to the hospital.
Hocking County Fair is in full swing, Kristen. I've been seeing the Fairhope folks at the Art Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, today, Callie and I are going to be there from 4 to 6, and we're going to broadcast live here on The Wolf.
Nice. I think our team might stop by and say hello.
I look forward to seeing your team. We're just inside the Art Hall. You walk in and hang a quick left, and you'll find the radio booth, the combined merged WLGN Wolf radio booth.
I love it.
So it's purple, green, and black. It's awesome.
It's very sleek looking.
It is. It's very streamlined. I even took pictures this year. I was so happy. Anyway, and again, Fairhope Hospice is there. So if you want to stop by, just stop in the Art Hall. See Laura or Seth or any of the volunteers you have there as well.
Right.
All right. So we were talking about the AIM Clinic and the amount of research effort that went into it. And I mentioned the word investment because that's what you did. You bought a building and you invested again more into this community.
Thank you for saying that because, nothing that we do is just, you know, we don't wake up in the morning and say, you know what, let's do this today. Let's put an office in Logan. Let's do this. It's very thoughtful. And we felt that the timing was right because of the need that we were seeing. Just endless referrals. And really, there are not other palliative programs in this area. And there are even fewer palliative clinics anywhere in this in Central Ohio. So this is a big leap of faith. We saw the need. We knew that we needed to really make a decision and go for it. We found the perfect spot. We had some great teamwork to get that spot. And here we are.
You think about the amount of travel that your nurse practitioners did, seeing people at, you know, where they were, which is, again, still an option. But the idea of them being able to go in the morning to a, some place that there is theirs and unpack and be comfortable. And I think the whole thing is conducive to better patient care because they're not feeling the stress of the road. You know, they're able to you know, concentrate on their effort while they're there. Not that they did a bad job. I'm not saying anything that. What I'm saying is they're able to be, I think, way more comfortable in their jobs, your nurse practitioners.
They're providers, just like any specialist that you would see. And so we talk a lot about windshield time. You know, we service patients all the way down close to Athens, the same counties that we serve for Fairhope Hospice. So when you think about a nurse practitioner that travels almost an hour to a patient's home, an hour or two visit, an hour back, that really limits the amount of patients that they can care for. And they want to see their patients timely and take care of them and make sure they're comfortable.
And who knows what stresses they've had on the road. I love driving to Logan. It's a very pleasant drive down 33. But if you do that every day or you do that, that's time away. And it's also, you don't know what you're going to encounter. So having that sense of place, I think, is so important.
The other thing that really played into our decision, too, is that we had a lot of feedback from patients at the hospital, from hospital staff, and from our patients that said, listen, I am still, you know, I'm still functioning. I'm working. I'm going to the hospital. I'm going to Lancaster to see my physicians. I'm going to lunch. I just would like to stop by the clinic, have a quick checkup, see, talk to you about what I need.
And then I'm going across the road. I'm going to grab some Wendy's or I'm going to go to the Chipotle or wherever it is.
Our very first patient, I was there when he came in and we talked a little bit. And I said, you know what? He said, I'm all finished with my visit. And he said, I think we might sneak across next across the street and get some Dairy Queen.
There you go. You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're talking about the AIM Clinic and what it's, I guess you'd say, the hugely positive impact that it's having not only on your staff, but on the patients that you serve. I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, you know, palliative care is very, it's delicate. It's patients who have a chronic illness that we know we can't cure, that they know won't get better, that will, you know, decline over time. So, but they're not ready for hospice. They don't have a terminal diagnosis.
But that over time, and that's where, you know, proper care is going to stretch that out,
right?
of life and length of life.
There. Right. Quality of life is what it's all about. So they're not ready for hospice. You know, some are physically, some are just not ready psychologically, but most of them are not ready either way. And so if they can be seen by our team and maintain, control those symptoms, have an extra set of eyes on them in between physician visits, that's the goal.
So you said you get a lot of referrals from doctors, from physicians, and you're in the physician area there around Fairfield Medical Center. So is this is something that doesn't compete with what the doctors are doing?
No, not at all.
Okay.
We are not their primary care physician. So you think about it. You have your family doctor, and he says, hey, I need you to go get your heart checked out with the cardiologist.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we are considered specialists in palliative care. So we have the pulmonologist, cardiologist, oncologist. They focus on what the need is for that patient, but they know that we are the experts in maintaining that palliative care.
Okay, so that makes perfect sense. See, I think I'm typical of a lot of people who don't really understand how all these medical things work together.
Right. No, there's never any competition between taking a patient. We co-manage. And the physicians like that because they have to focus on other aspects of those types of care. The pulmonologists have to focus on certain things, oncology. But what they ask and what they need us to follow up on are just maintaining the symptoms, keeping the symptoms under control to keep them out of the hospital.
Right. And that's all. That's what it's all about, is making sure that those symptoms are managed,
mm-hmm.
and that they're comfortable and that they continue on with their daily lives.
Absolutely. That's the goal.
That's the goal. All right. 740-654-7077. We'll see you at the fair.
Yes.
Right. Hocking County Fair runs through Saturday. Got to get out.
It's been a great week at the fair, I hear.
Come out, it is. Come out and I'll buy you an elephant ear.
Or whatever
fair food you like.
Tempting.
All right. We'll see you there. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.